Episode 360, Back to Balanced Living.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? I hope you are in for a real treat today. I pray that your day is glorious and magnificent and that you will go out and fly on wings like eagles. Yes, you know, shouldn't every day feel that way? Even though I know sometimes it doesn't, but this is the new year, a new you, a way to refresh where you're going, the direction that you're headed on your journey. I'm so excited you're here. Come in. It's our time. It's chat time. I love girl time. It's coffee time, right? Okay, you know I don't drink coffee, but yeah, even now, I still don't drink coffee. As old as I get, you would think I would be going for the coffee stuff, but I don't. So I'm going to enjoy my water. You get something great to drink. If you're listening to me while you're working out, oh, go girl, go. You got this. And to all my gents out there that tune in, hey, how are you, bros? Love to have you on board. And for those of you, we can't leave you out. If you are brand new to this Create Your Now family, welcome. We're thrilled that you're here. It is an amazing family, and we have a lot of fun. We learn life together. We take tools and strategies to really impact where we're going, because you're always what? I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. That's what impact is. Are you ready to impact your day? Are you ready to get back to balanced living? Oh, yes, we all would like to have balanced living. Everybody, they love that word. It's kind of like that big buzzword and phrase that's kind of around the new year. And then you hear it on, you know, the media pulls it out and they're like, oh, we've got to work on work-life balance. And we want to make sure we have balanced living. And, you know, when we're out of balance, we got to figure out how to get back into balance. We have all of this. Everyone desires less stress with more intention. Wouldn't it be nice to have balanced living? Everything equal. You don't have to worry about thinking, oh, I've got to do this here and do that. I mean, it would be so easy. But it really isn't that easy. And for some reason, it's like we're in search of that treasure. You know, we're like pirates in search for that hidden treasure. And the hidden treasure is balanced living. Hi, pirates. Okay, sorry. I had to kind of go on a little tangent there. But really, don't you want that treasure in your life? However, let me ask you, what truly is balanced living? Have you even thought about the definition? You can't get back to balanced living if you don't know what it is for you. You have to own the definition. Have you ever looked up balanced living? Now, number one, it's really technically a phrase. So you can't look up the phrase because we don't have phrases that are defined. What happens is we take words, and if we put them into a phrase, then in our English language or in other countries, whatever language you're speaking, you have a slang, something that, well, you kind of tweak it to make it your own. Balanced living has evolved over time. It wasn't something that cavemen talked about. And they didn't sit around going, well, you know, I got to be working on my balanced living. I've got to go get more rocks and we're going to make some wheels out of them. No, we didn't do any of that, did we? But over time, we have gotten all this cool technology, all these tools to gain more time, but only have less time. Doesn't make sense, does it? Talk about an oxymoron. It's like we're hitting ourselves, beating ourselves up with our own tools. That is not balanced living for sure. But yet we're always in search of that treasure. So I did a fun search. I Googled it. Of course, I Googled balanced living. I had to. You know, it's amazing what you can Google, right? So Google balanced living, you'll see all these things that come up, all these choices. In fact, balanced living, the first time I did it, it came up with just about 10 yoga studios listed. I was like, okay, they're really key on those words, but that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for the definition, but nobody really wanted to get in the definition. And once when they finally got into the definition, oh my gosh, do you know how many different opinions there are? within balanced living, there's so many different blogs out there going, well, I believe the definition is this, and I think it involves this. What happens ultimately is you have to make the definition of balanced living work for you. My thinking of balanced living probably, well, doesn't even come close to your thinking of balanced living. In fact, let's see. As a mom of five, a wife, we've got a dog and three cats. Let's not count all of you, because I count you all as part of the family. I count my extended family. Obviously, I have stuff that I do within the community. I have stuff that I do with my clients. So my outreach is great. And there's certain things that I'm involved in. And somebody looking from the outside in is going to look at that and say, Christy Ann, you are absolutely crazy. I guess the term is cray cray, right? I can't get into that. But anyway, yes, so I'm crazy. But for me, it's my balanced living. This is what makes me happy. This is what makes me tick. This is what I thrive off of. This is where my life is. But for you, you're like, I don't want any part of it. And guess what? That's okay. You see, that's why you have to make it your own definition. Balanced living is not equal for all of us. I can't say, Sue, this is what you need to do. And that goes for you also, Crystal and Samantha and Christy. No, it's going to be different for each and every one of you. There's not one of you that are going to be the same. Now, you can have similarities, but you're going to have more differences than you are similarities. So really, how can you begin to even think about the definition of balanced living? Well, guess what? You've come to the right place. Of course, balanced living is the sum of the components within your lifestyle. Did you get that? Balanced living is the sum of the components within your lifestyle. Whew, glad you asked, huh? I know, it's deep. It is really deep. So you're like, okay, great. So it's the sum of the components. What are the components, Christy Ann? I need to know that in order to figure out my balanced living. I'm so glad you asked. There's seven of them. Now, you could probably add or take away or make them your own, which you are more than happy to do, because why? You have to adapt this to your lifestyle. You notice that the definition there is the sum of the components within whose lifestyle? Your lifestyle. This isn't my lifestyle. We're talking about you here. So these are your seven components. Are you ready? And one is one almost you probably haven't thought of. And we're going to get to that one because it's a biggie. So number one, it's health and wellness. You're thinking, okay, that's a pretty typical component. Health and wellness, that includes like your exercise, your nutrition, the nutrients, fitness, emotional well-being, anything that's health and wellness. If you are ill and you have a disease and you are treating that, then that would fall under health and wellness. That's the component. That's number one. Number two, spirituality. It's what you believe in, your faith. Who do you worship? Do you believe that there is a higher power? Okay, only you can answer this. You all know I am a Christian. You know my spirituality. I know what I believe in. So that's where that falls. That's my number two. Okay, make sense? Number three, this is a big one too, relationships. Now, relationships are going to include everything from marriage, children, friends, your family, your immediate family, like your mom, dad, your siblings. Then you have your extended family. And then for you, for me, it's like my extended expanded family, because that includes you guys. So relationships for me is really, 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 really big component within my terminology of my balanced living. Okay. For some of you, maybe not. Maybe you're an only child and you have two children of your own and your husband only has one other sibling besides him. So maybe your relationships are a little bit smaller. It doesn't matter. Again, this is fitting it to you, okay? This is within your lifestyle. Got it? Number four component is career and finances. And you're like, whoa, how did you combine those? Well, usually our career brings about what? A paycheck. So you kind of combine those. It's easier to look at it that way. When you're talking about overall balanced living, just in general terms. Now we can dig even deeper and then we begin to separate a lot of this stuff out. But right now we're keeping it very basic because we're trying to get back to balanced living. We're trying to do what? We desire less stress with more intention. We're not trying to create stress. Okay. So we're keeping it what? Simple. That's what we're all about here. The keep it simple strategy. My kiss to you. So number four, career and finances. We're talking about your job, how you pay your bills, the debt that you have or that you don't have. It all falls under here on career and finances. Number five, recreation. You're like, oh, I like this one. Everybody likes to talk about recreation. This is your free time. I have none of it, right? You have none of it. Vacation, I wish I had more. Getaways, what's that called? Okay, this may all fall under recreation, but some of you might are like, I don't have time to take a vacation because if I take a vacation, that means I'm not making money. So that falls into number four, which is career and finances, which means I can't pay my bills. I am not balanced living here by any means. No, but what it can mean, it may not be that it's a true vacation for you. But a recreation could be maybe it's 2 hours of quiet time that you get. Maybe it's that movie night out with your girlfriends and the kids stay home with daddy. That's recreation. Do you see? So we all have it, but it's figuring out, okay, really where does it all kind of fit in? That's what we're trying to do so you understand balanced living for you within your lifestyle, okay? So that's number five. Number six, are you hanging in there? Keep hanging with me. Number six is personal development. Yes. Now, personal development, you think Tony Robbins, the Jack Canfields, Chicken Soup for the Soul, okay? You're thinking of the big names. Christiane, I can't afford to go to their stuff. Their stuff is like $3,000-$4,000. No, we're not talking about that necessarily. If you do, and a lot of entrepreneurs do that, that's awesome if you have that opportunity, if you have the finances to do that. If you do some online classwork with them, maybe you've done some work with Shalene Johnson or Michael Hyatt, but maybe it's not even that for you. Maybe it's reading is your personal development. Maybe it's your Bible study that you do from September to May. Because that's your focus time. And then you kind of take the summer off because you're with the kids, et cetera. You know, that's considered personal development. It really is. Now, some of it, yes, can it fall into spirituality? Of course, there's some cross there. But a lot of this stuff is going to cross within the others. Do you see? But they're all components of balanced living. So not only is personal development, you know, some of those big wigs you're thinking of, the names that you hear, Robert Kiyosaki and all of those, you think of Stephen Covey. You think of Brene Brown. Those are books maybe that you've read, but maybe you haven't even taken after them. Maybe you're like, I watch Oprah. Okay, then. So personal development all falls under there. It could be an anger management class that you've taken. It could be counseling that you've gone to. It could be AA. It could be Celebrate Recovery. Make sense? These are ideas to give you so you understand what we're talking about here when we're talking balanced living is the sum of the components within your lifestyle. And this is all the components within your lifestyle. That was number six. Now, I told you I had a big one here because a lot of people forget about this one. And it's number seven. And I put it there for a reason because, yes, I do pay attention to numbers and how they all fall. And God paid attention to numbers. And one of the biggest things here in the sum of the components within your lifestyle to have balanced living is, drum roll please, your purpose. Your purpose. Understanding who you are. What makes you tick? What burning desire has been placed within you that you are to share with your world? Now that doesn't mean that your world is the entire world. We're not talking of the billions of people. It may be your world of 20 people. It could be your world of 2,000 people. It could be your world of 2 million people. It doesn't matter how many. It matters of your purpose and that you are utilizing it. That's truly the treasure. That's really the search that you're on. Balanced living is within that portion of it. You see, you can have 1 through 6, the health and wellness, the spirituality, the relationship, the career and finances, the recreation, the personal development. But if you are lacking your purpose, you are going to feel imbalanced. You're going to feel awkward. You're going to feel weird. And you're still going to be in search of that treasure. Aye, aye, pirates. So you need to spend some time here on this, on your purpose. Balanced living is one of those terms, as we've gone through this definition here, broken it down a little bit, that really, it kind of discombobbles our brain because it goes against things. In order for us to be balanced, for something to be balanced, it means it has to be equal. All of these components cannot be equal to each other. It won't work. So that's where you have to truly have built in the word flexibility. People ask me how I do what I do with everything that I do. And I live my life with flexibility. I have structure, yet I'm flexible. I know it goes against each other. But it works. That is my balanced living. It's figuring out the sum of the components within your lifestyle, understanding the flexibility that you need to have within each of those components, and that actually adds up and brings you to living in harmony. That's what I term balanced living. You want to live a harmonious life. Balanced living is living in harmony with the components in your lifestyle. You see, you're truly finding and in search of your recipe of life. That's what you're wanting to do. That's what you're, that's that treasure that you're longing for. So how can you get back to balanced living? Well, are you ready? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Find your lifestyle recipe. Yes, that's it. Find your lifestyle recipe. Okay, it's not going to happen overnight, but you're going to start working on it because it's important to understand this. Once you begin to get this together, then you can start adding what? You can figure out the goals that you need, the daily goals or the time goals. We're going to get into all of that. And then it all begins to make sense. And then you're like, aha, I got it. You know those, you've heard of those aha moments? That's what you're looking for. Finding the treasure. Find your lifestyle recipe. This is how you do it. Are you ready? Number one, what makes you thrive? Can you answer that question? What makes you thrive? Now, we have to get into, again, another definition. But if we don't do that, then we're not on the same page because your definition of thrive may not be my definition of thrive. So I defined it for you. Aren't you grateful I did that? Okay, so I define thrive for you. It is growing strong and healthy. To grow in a strong and healthy way. To prosper or flourish. Prosper or flourish. Those are great words, aren't they? So what makes you thrive? You're like, well, that's a really good question. Well, remember our component that we were just talking about? The magical number 7, your purpose. You see, that's the magic sauce. What makes you thrive? One episode I want you to go back to, if you don't remember it, is it's titled The Power of Purpose, and it's episode 339. So it's right here. It's not in our archive. Remember, we've got the archive that starts, it's archive 1 that starts from 000 all the way up, and it's keeping all those old ones. So if you're like, oh, I'm just tuning in and I don't know where to go, go to the archive and you can start from the beginning if you'd like. Or you can just kind of read highlights and look at the information there and see what suits you to listen to. But on this one particularly right now, it's housed here on the current feed of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And it's episode 339, The Power of Purpose. That's a great one to go back and listen to. It talks about your why. Your why is kind of that, what's that bubbly feeling? It gives you the butterflies, the tingly feeling. It gives you that extra energy. You could talk about it all day. You could be totally exhausted, be up for 36 hours preparing for Christmas. And if somebody asks you a question, all of a sudden it's like, and you can't be quiet about it. And you're all of a sudden on intentional fire. What makes you thrive? That's what you're in search for. That's going to help you find your lifestyle recipe. Now, another way of finding it is this. Thrive actually has a meaning. Those letters, T-H-R-I-V-E, it spells out a sentence. And I want to give this to you because I think it's really going to help you think about how this applies to your life. And you can figure out, what is it? What makes me tick? What's that extra heartbeat that I feel when I do that? Maybe for you, what makes you thrive in, and what you do and your purpose is your Girl Scouts every single year. Your group that comes up. And it's them. And that's what makes you thrive. That's where you give. That you already know that's your purpose. Okay? It could be anything, okay? But listen to this sentence: thrive. The happiness revelation inspiring victory and excellence in you. You see, thrive in there. To thrive is to what? What are we talking about? Prosper and flourish. To prosper and flourish, we're talking about within you. You growing. You vigorously expanding. It's a vigorous expansion of who you are. And who you are is this, the happiness, revelation, inspiring victory, and excellence. I want you to chew on that. The happiness revelation. What makes you happy? That's what you're in search of, because that's what that makes you grow. It gets you up in the morning. It gets you dancing, doing the happy dance. Whoop, whoop. Inspiring victory and excellence. When you are living in happiness and you have this revelation, this opening, this aha of this is it. It only leads to victory and excellence. You don't feel down in the dumps. You don't feel exhausted. You feel enthused, energized, ready to attack at any moment for the good of the happiness revelation, because why? It's inspiring victory and excellence within you. That's what thrive is. So what is thrive for you? What makes you thrive? You're in search of that. I want you to chew on it today. I want you to write notes down over the next couple days. What comes to mind? This is going to be able to help you understand how to get back to balanced living, how to find that harmony in your life. Now, the cool thing is maybe you're like, well, I already know what it is, Christiane. I know what makes me thrive. Then woo, that's awesome. If you already know what makes you thrive, then what can you do? You build upon the happiness revelation, inspiring victory and excellence. What are you doing with it? That'd be the next step. I know, right? I thought I was done with the fun work already. No, you're not. There's always room for what? Growth. Always room for expansion. There's always room to be the better selfie that you are already. God created you for a purpose, on purpose. You're here to create your now and be your best selfie. Go out today and thrive. Find the happiness revelation inspiring victory and excellence. I believe in you. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.